Today's readings bring home the lesson that our human reasoning is insufficient to understand the ways of God or the ways of His will in our lives. We are ill-equipped to know the things of God adequately, and we need the help of the Holy Spirit, for the corruptible body burdens the soul and leads us to think and reason differently than God. Fortunately, we have God's revelation. We have the Holy Spirit, and we have His grace. It will often still be difficult to understand and grasp the demands of our faith, and the gospel will call us to act and think in ways the world will not see or accept. God will make demands on us we cannot avoid or water down if we are going to follow Him with integrity and faith. Yet the way to follow Christ is clear and precise if we're humble and attentive to Him. The cost of discipleship is what today's gospel is all about. This passage offers us a real hard-nosed look at what it means to be Christian. One of the first things we're asked to do is hate the things that are closest to us, the things that we love. So what does it mean to hate our family, father, mother, sister, or brother, or even our own life? We are told to hate here like we're told the truth in Matthew 6:24, which says, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or to be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Hating here means we can't serve two masters. We must be willing to let go of everything to serve Christ. He is asking us in this gospel not to be half-hearted about our faith. We must be all in. And that reminds me of a joke. And this joke illustrates the difference between being involved and being committed. A pig and a chicken were walking down the road. The chicken says, "Hey, pig, I was thinking we should open a restaurant." And the pig replies, "Maybe. What would we serve?" The chicken responds, "How about ham and eggs?" The pig thinks for a moment and says, "No, thanks. You'd be involved, but I'd be committed." So are we the chicken or the pig? What Jesus is saying here is that no relationship is more important than our personal relationship with God. But we are not to be foolhardy in serving God. Like the builder in the parable, we too are asked to prepare to be His disciples. No general or king would go into war without knowing what it would take to win and the prospects for victory. If we want victory, which is eternal life, or if you're a little more impatient like I am, just the peace now, the peace that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ, then doesn't it make sense to do whatever it takes to achieve that, to be committed to that goal? Shouldn't we be willing to renounce everything that impedes us in our quest and embrace everything that enhances our chances for success? This is what it is meant when Christ says, "In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple." If our possessions are not serving us in our quest for union with God and friendship with Christ, then shouldn't we be willing to renounce them? Yes, we should, but often we can't or we won't. We are like the rich young man in Matthew 19, who by his own account was observant of the law, who was involved in his faith, who asked Jesus what he lacked. And Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. And he knew he couldn't give them up. He just couldn't make the commitment. Sometimes neither can we, and it makes us sad also. We love our comfort. And that's just it. We love our comfort, sometimes it seems, more than we love our God. And people, places, and things aren't the only impediment to a relationship with God. How about our ideas? The worldview that we cherish so deeply? Those long-held convictions that are not in line with the teachings of Christ? And maybe your ideas are like, I'm not worthy to be loved by God. Maybe it's the idea that it's too hard to be a disciple. How about the idea that I'm too busy, my personal favorite? Or that, and I bet our teenagers have said this a lot, none of my friends have to do this. Or maybe the idea that war or a limited military action will solve anything. And such is the cost of discipleship. It isn't easy. It's why we make saints of people who show us how it's done. So where do we, the unsaintly ones, go when we apparently fail in our path of discipleship? Well, the good news, and it is really good news, is that the journey isn't over. Today is not the last day we'll be asked this question. What are you willing to do, be, think, and believe to show that you are Christian and committed to a life with Christ to be a disciple? Will we obey the Lord's commands? Will we witness to the truth of the gospel? Will we get rid of those things that come between us and God? To get us or to keep us walking on this path of discipleship, I propose that today, and just for today, we choose one thing to renounce. And just think about that word renounce for a second. Say it to yourself. Renounce. You know, it's very dramatic. It feels good, I think. And now I need a little audience participation. Not much. I want each of you to think about something that means something to you, that you're holding on to, that impedes your relationship with God, to renounce. Got it? Here, I'll start, and I already kind of mentioned it. I renounce the idea that I'm too busy to spend time with Christ every day. Feels good. You know? There, I've said it. And now I encourage each of you to say to either in your head or to a loved one, the people, place, or thing that you mentioned, that you thought of before. I'll wait. How'd that feel? Now, when tomorrow comes, try another thing to renounce. Or if you're like me, I'll probably say the same thing. Today is my challenge to spend time with Christ. Tomorrow will be my challenge. Tuesday will be my challenge. Wednesday will be my challenge. Well, you get the idea. This is a cross that I bear, to spend time with Christ. But it's okay, because just for today and the next day and the next day, we just get up and do it again. That's the thing. We just keep trying. Remember that the word disciple comes from the Latin discipulus, meaning pupil. And what do pupils do? They learn. So remember also that disciple is the root of the word discipline. And so, like all disciplines, we need to practice. We need to practice what Jesus perfected, perfect obedience to the Father. And as a model, we can look at Christ crucified when we lose hope or we think it's too hard, and remember what was done for us so that we can carry on in discipleship. Amen.
Amen.